USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Crews are trying to get a handle on the wildfires raging on the Hawaiian island of Maui. This resident's been on the island for over 18 years.
We just had the worst disaster I've ever seen. All line is burnt to crisp. It's like an apocalypse.
Hundreds of families are displaced as the fires grow, fueled with strong winds linked to a nearby hurricane. Hospitals report being overrun with burn and smoke inhalation victims. There are widespread power outages, and schools are closed. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina went up in smoke. The death toll from the fires has risen to more than 50. President Biden on Thursday announcing federal assistance for the islands. He said FEMA is coming.
And I've directed that we surge support to these brave firefighters and first responders and emergency personnel working around the clock there, risking their lives.
This week's wind-driven wildfires in Hawaii come as the nation learns of a report about a record number of dollars spent on disaster relief the first half of this year, as historic heat continues to simmer the south, and as the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season draws nearer, and forecasters predicting an above-normal active season. President Biden is calling on Congress for $24 billion more dollars for Ukraine.
But some congressional Republicans have been hesitant about putting any more money toward Ukraine's efforts as the war continues with no signs of stopping soon. The Republicans say more oversight is needed to see exactly where the $45 billion already sent to Ukraine went. A CNN poll released last week found 55% of Americans believed Congress should not authorize additional funding. I'm Brian Shook.
The Justice Department proposing a January start date for the trial in former President Trump's election interference case. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
The inflation report from the Labor Department showing a modest uptick. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning said the Consumer Price Index nudged up 0.2% last month. Inflation picked up 3.2% over the last 12 months. Mortgage rates are up for the third week in a row to just under 7%. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, according to data from Freddie Mac. Compare that to a year ago, when it was just over 5.2%. The spirit of aloha fueling a collective response from Maui's sister islands as those massive wildfires rip through the Valley Isle.
Aga Convoy with Aloha United Way in Honolulu, Oahu says they've set up a Maui Fire Relief Fund.
We are actively coordinating efforts with Maui United Way to provide immediate relief.
Convoy says all the money raised will go to benefit Maui's wildfire victims. The nonprofit also operates a statewide helpline providing information about emergency resources and services to all Hawaii residents. Those in need can call, text, or chat 211. To donate, visit auw.org.
Correspondent Nika Magahis reporting. The Michigan Republicans implicated in the so-called fake electors scheme during the 2020 presidential race are pleading not guilty. The Democratic State Attorney General in Michigan announced felony charges against the group of 16 in July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.